Delegates from the U.S. and Ukraine meeting today in Saudi Arabia. What are the key things that could come out of this meeting today?
I think the key thing is going to be discussion about moving forward towards a ceasefire and whether or not this mineral deal can be resurrected to sign, whereby the United States would have access to rare earth minerals in Ukraine in return for and continued, perhaps, mill aid. So the president described that particular deal as more recompense for what the United States has provided in the past. And Secretary of State Rubio will be meeting with the foreign minister of Ukraine as well as their defense minister. It's curious, Chris, President Zelensky of Ukraine will actually be in Saudi Arabia on a state visit, but it does not appear he's going to be directly involved in these negotiations.
I was reading some reports this morning, Jeff, that Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he wanted to know what concessions Ukraine would make to end this war with Russia. Are there specific things the U.S. will want Ukraine to do and want to hear today?
Yeah, I think what they're going to want to hear today is some acceptance on the part of the Ukrainians for territorial concessions to the Russians, and also the discussion about how Ukraine's going to, will Ukraine ever become a member of NATO? Those will be, I think, the two primary things. Now, Zelensky has publicly, prior to these meetings, made a proposal for a partial ceasefire. What he has proposed is both sides would agree to end their long-range attacks, particularly against energy infrastructure. The Ukrainians have been trying to strike at oil refineries in Russia. The Russians have been striking against electric infrastructure in Ukraine. And the war at sea, which is very important to the Russians and Ukrainians in the Black Sea, and also an exchange of POW. Whether or not that partial ceasefire is of any interest to the Russians and also to this negotiation, that would be interesting.
Yeah, to that end, Jeff, how does Russia factor into all this?
Well, first of all, the Russians have made no concessions whatsoever or indicated they're willing to make any concessions at all. And so far, at least, all the concessions have been by the Ukraine or by the United States on behalf of Ukraine. I mean, just think for the fact that the United States has already conceded that, from their perspective, Ukraine will not join NATO, but they have to make certain territorial concessions. The president also talked about readmitting Russia to the G7, has talked about a review of the sanctions, has paused or stopped military aid to Ukraine, and also stopped intelligence selling to Ukraine. All of those are pretty significant concessions. The Russians have made none whatsoever. They still insist on what has been their maximalist proposal since this war really began. The world community, and Ukraine in particular, acknowledge the sovereignty that Russia has over four provinces that it claims in Ukraine. They don't even control the territory of that, so the Ukrainians would have to retreat even farther. Number one, Ukraine accepts that it will never join NATO and publicly proclaims that, and Ukraine accepts very, very severe restrictions on the size of its military, down to about 50,000, as well as some cultural changes, for example, declaring Russian as the official language of Ukraine. So there's been no movement by the Russians publicly at all, but it seems to me a lot of concessions by the West.
The Oval Office meeting that happened a couple of weeks ago, does that put any sort of trepidation into the meeting today?
Yeah, I think it does, because the Ukrainians know that went very badly. They know that they are in a difficult position. They're going to try to patch that over. I think there'll be an indication on their part of a willingness to sign this particular mineral deal, which was supposed to be signed. It was prepared for a signing ceremony in the immediate aftermath of the meeting in the Oval Office, which kind of blew up. So I think they want to get back to that particular point to see if they can, in fact, by signing that, at least see the United States perhaps begin to continue intelligence sharing and perhaps some additional military assistance. There's about $1 billion in military assistance that has already been authorized and allocated, that's kind of in the pipeline that has been stopped. There's about $5 billion in military and economic aid that's been allocated or authorized by the Congress, but not specifically allocated to particular tasks, but still available to the president if he wanted to use it.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland. Jeff, always appreciate the time and the perspective and look forward to visiting again soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks so much.